call the rest of the afternoon's meeting to order. Old business, we got Mr. Jamie Sicken, and Dr. Rivera.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you allowing me to speak. First of all, I want to, just for what it's worth, Mr. Lynn was, he's spot on with the stuff that you guys need. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff to really, information is power. And what he's asking for is access to information. And with that, you all become a lot more powerful. You know what your asset is, and you know what it's worth. And it really creates a position of power for you. And I think whatever money you guys can come up with, whether it's through grants or shifting things around in the budget to help him get online and powered up with that stuff, will pay back huge dividends in the future. On to my deal.
Mr. Sicken, excuse me just a minute. The superintendent's not in here. I thought we needed to have some answers from her on this.
I've called for the assistant superintendent to come back. Right now at this point, Ms. Chairman, I don't know.
Did you call her?
Yes. I've called Richard.
Call Mr. Richard Whitlock. Tell him that we need someone from the Bureau over here.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr.
That's okay.
Councilman Boone.
Whenever I came back after having a short break, I saw the superintendent crying, and I heard her tell the deputy that they were leaving. She said, come on, we're leaving. So I don't know what happened to make her cry, but she was crying when I saw her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out. Yes, Councilman Yates.
Go ahead and let Jamie go ahead and hear.
Yeah, go ahead and
just tell you what
I'm sure the guy knows your situation.
Yeah,
I would assume, and I just want to say, I don't know if you guys remember when I was here a few months ago on Dr. Rivera, and we got a easement, mm-hmm. saltwater disposal well easement, and a lease, and everything was kind of trucking along. It took a couple of months to get the paperwork, but during that time, Dr. Rivera, I think he's got some bad luck, it seems like, but the EPA called him and said that he needed to plug the saltwater disposal well. And he tried to work with them, eventually called me and said, can you work with them? And I had to call the EPA and explain to them that, hey, we got a new easement over this saltwater disposal well, and we're getting ready to go back to work on all this. And they said, no, you're going to plug it. It hadn't been used. And so then we worked out a deal where we could get a new MIT test, and if we pass, then we don't have to plug it, and we can get on with life. June 8th, we passed our MIT test, and so now we're back trying to get into production. Which brings us to why I'm here today. Dr. Rivera has existing bonds on the lease and the easement from when he was doing this business 5 years ago. He never got the bonds released. He's attempted to transfer the bonds over the same lease and same easement he put this new lease and easement in Sunrock Oil, LLC, which is just his oil holdings. And so he needs the bonds transferred from Dr. Rivera individual to Sunrock Oil, LLC. It's covering the same exact square footage, same property, same lease, same easement. And apparently he's run into trouble and nobody's willing to transfer the bonds for him. So they're basically telling him to put up more bond money, $10,000, mm-hmm. and not release his old bond money. So I haven't been involved in this yet. He didn't call me with any instructions other than, can you please go see the Mineral Council and see if they can write a letter that just says, please transfer Dr. Rivera's bonds from the lease and easement that they're, well, out of one name into the other. So.
Councilman Yates and Councilman Kern.
So we got something from the Minerals Council office yesterday. It's from IBIA status report. You want me to read this? Are you
sure.
aware of this?
Yeah, I got it yesterday too. It's
you
just
want to address that?
Sure. That's The original, do you remember when we were in here originally for Dr. Rivera? before we took the new lease and new easement. The superintendent canceled the lease and was ordering the plugging of the production well and the saltwater disposal well. That's when Dr. Barrow said, well, I'm going to get back in and produce these. And so we had to file an appeal to her decision. We appealed it to Muskogee. Then that appeal goes to DC. And now that appeal is on hold while we're getting this stuff back online. And so that's what that is. It's a status report.
Councilman Crone.
You know, normally we don't vote on Fridays anyway, we vote on Wednesdays. Hopefully we'll have all the information we need, but I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
Are the bonds that are currently in place, are they surety bonds?
I think they're CDs at a bank.
Okay. That could be...
Or, but then if he gets them released, he can get surety bonds. He just told me that they're not transferring. And so,
okay.
That's I'm here to keep him from trying to come up with another $10,000.
That could be one of the problems about releasing or doing, because we run into this deal where apparently in the past at some point, contrary to the specific language of the CFRs that are currently in place, the all bonds have to be surety bonds and not the CDs.
Okay.
The second thing that I suspect, not suspect, but want to make sure we know before next Wednesday, is if the previous entity, was there a different, even though it's a change of name, was there different principles involved?
No, it's all just Dr.
Okay, so if the doctor has any requirements that he needed to do before he could release his bond and go to the other one, there's not any, if it was a previous entity, there might be some fix up or something need to be done beforehand.
By understanding, it's in his individual name currently, and he just wants to move
so it. So I hope that won't be a problem for us. I'm just throwing out things that we probably need to find out before next week.
Definitely.
So, having said that, as long as we can make that happen, I'm all for it. I mean, there's no reason not to let the guy go.
Right.
Now, you may have to. I want to put that up. I do know from conversations last month when we talked about this CD problem that it was told to us that they were sending out letters to people who have the CDs telling them they needed to do something different. I'm not sure what exactly. I was hoping to find out today what the status of that is. But because they are specifically forbidden to be in the CFRs. If you require, you know, you were well involved in the new ones that we did change the in our proposal for the new CFRs, we changed it to where there was like six different financial methods. So I don't know what the status of that is. We just kind of found out that there was a great many of these CDs out there.
Sure,
the
because
happened to work with.
Very hard to get bonding.
I know, but we didn't realize they've been issuing them in the past. Some of them have been in place a long time.
So. Oh yeah.
At any rate, that's the problems that we're probably working with, Council. I hope that in my opinion, but as long as we can work through those things.
And we're just, he just wants a letter.
Whatever it takes.
Let's get this thing going. He's stuck in the quagmire, it feels like.
That's me.
Just can't get his legs moving. So.
All right, we'll try to get something done for you Wednesday.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. Any other questions?
Anything else? Okay, thank you. Just got a little announcement to make. The BIA, they've drug up on us today. They're not going to come back. We've called them up and asked for them to come back, and they're not going to come back. They want us to give some dates or something for their biennial meeting. And what else do you have to add to that, Chairman Redcorn?
I think that we need to contact either Washington, D.C., and tell them that they can't function with us and we cannot function without them, so we need to have somebody here to represent the Bureau here, and if they can't be here, then we need to contact Washington.
Yes.
And we'll send that letter out this week.
Councilman Bennett.
I make a motion that we send a letter to Washington, D.C., telling them the status of their not wanting to work with us by not being here at our meetings, even though we have requested them to be here.
I'll second that.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Boone?
Discussion.
Yes. Discussion.
Discussion.
Are we going to create this letter and then vote on the text of it Wednesday?
Yes.
We have to have somebody in here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And if they can't be here, we've got to have somebody.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to open a letter between now and Wednesday and make an order to come back, send it to Washington, D.C., so that won't make any difference as to...
It'll be a matter of record anyway, even though...
I know, but I'm just asking, are we going to get to see the text of the...
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes,
can I make a suggestion? Why don't we send an email to Mr. Streeter and asking him to be here at this meeting, since his...
Subordinates
can't make it, maybe he can make it.
Excuse me. Lou, draft us a letter right now to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, to the... Should we do this Bureau
so we can see it all, yeah.
Faculty first.
Well, and CC it to Washington, D.C.
Excuse me, let me finish.
Yes.
CC the commissioner or the director of the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington that we're requesting someone to be here at our meeting to represent the Osage Agency.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And bring it back in here so we can read it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
That work for you, Councilman Graham?
Sir.
You bet. Councilman Irwin?
Yeah.
Cool with that? All right, good.
Call for the question.
Yes, Councilman Yates.
I wouldn't vote because I see the substance of the letter.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Uninformed.
We'll do. Yeah, we'll call that for the last thing of the day. Okay. Since we can't have.
The Secretary wants to see the content of the letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Our next thing was our biennial meeting, and since they're not here. Yes, sir.
Well,
Councilman Craig.
If I remember correctly, we're supposed to be suggesting dates.
Dates. Okay.
So we can still suggest dates.
I asked the superintendent about that this week when I had a meeting with her, mm-hmm. and she said she sent it over here to our office, dates that we could use, and our staff couldn't find them, so.
She never sent dates over here to us.
So we called her, they called her back and told her we didn't have dates. Okay. And we were supposed to discuss
you
that
this afternoon,
this morning, and this
week. She lied.
Well, we need, according to the agreement, that the annual meeting, we're supposed to give them the agenda and 30 days prior to the meeting. That's what we're supposed to do. So we can talk about our own dates. I have a personal interest in one of these. One of the things we talked about, I think, a month or so ago when we talked about this was July.
Mm-hmm.
And I did make plans in July to be gone if I'm not the end all of this, but I won't be around July 20th to 27th. So
we'll plan it then.
No. so if we can work it out with that, I would love to be here. But we're taking grandkids to the mountains. So.
Well, you know, if we have to give them 30 day notice, I don't know if we probably won't have it till August.
Well, we've never made the 30 day notice before. But we're getting contentious enough, like we should try.
And the agenda, we haven't put together the agenda.
Right, we have to send it to the agenda.
Councilman Yates.
Okay, the email I got from Lacey was that she's asking us to propose three meeting dates.
Okay.
So I'd say by next Wednesday, we came up with three random
dates
other than July, maybe in August. Because is this the first of our biennial meetings? So we'll have to have another one by the end of the year.
Yes.
So we'll probably need it as quick as possible, maybe August, as soon as possible.
What days are you going to be here in July, Galen?
I'm just 1 week, 20th, 27th, gone. Our meeting is actually the 19th, I think, the Wednesday meeting. So we could do it.
We're already running out of time with the 30 days. Plus, we don't have the agenda. You know, I've been talking about making suggestions for the agenda.
Yeah.
But I would hope, if my suggestion would be to the chair, is for the next Wednesday that we come up with agenda items that we wish to enter and present them. And then we start working on a date. And you're right, we're probably looking at the very end of July.
Which is on a Monday. July the 31st is on a Monday.
Right, to end of August. So that's probably the window that we have is that.
I think July 31st would be wonderful.
And I will not be here on July 31st.
You won't. What's a good day for you?
We'll work it out Wednesday. How about that?
Yeah. Come up with some days between now and then.
I just want to hurry up and get it over so we can get the other one done.
Well, then let's do it August 1st, 2nd, or 3rd. No, I'm just kidding.
Councilman Yates.
Also, we got a report or an email from Rebecca Scherer with Collins and Frederick, whatever, that we need to give an up or down on this biannual report for 2016.
Yeah.
And it's been brought up for like 3 meetings in a row, and no one has, you know, our lawyer said it looks fine.
Yeah.
I think we need to go ahead and give it a pass.
I do too.
Okay.
I asked for it to be put on
the agenda,
but Lisa said we could bring it up in the biannual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've read it 3 times now. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It's
we'll
good
put
to go.
Put that on the agenda for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You vote on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Like we usually do.
Lacey, you'd mentioned something that didn't make it on the agenda that was supposed to have been about with the BIA.
The EPA.
Or the EPA, excuse me, EPA.
They'll be here Wednesday.
It'll be here Wednesday, okay. All righty.
Is that Region 6?
The refugee and
Dallas.
Okay. Are they wanting a spot on the agenda? They're just not coming to visit? Okay. In regards to?
All that information.
Okay, are we talking about Bird Creek? Are we talking about earthquakes over there at the Big Bend?
Bird Creek?
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to talk to him about that myself. Since we're so disinvited after Mr. Pruitt came and none of us knew about it. I'm sure we'd like to visit with him.
I can listen to him. Talk about Mr. Pruitt.
That's not the point. We weren't asked to be there. And it concerns us. Bottom line, it's going to be ducted or laughed. As I was told, he was probably
needing
to
like it's just all that
way home with that half to pay for it himself.
Okay.
The next thing we have is our meeting minutes. Don't see anything in our books about them yet, so
okay.
We best table that till Wednesday. And we've got our committee reports next. Anything on our newsletter?
This is a draft, and it wasn't sent to the media committee first. It was sent out to everybody. I gave it to Mr. Lynn, some things that need to be corrected on my part on the resolutions. I'm real particular about the resolutions and, you know, the things that they say. I want to make sure they're actually correct, and that we convey the right meetings. That and what the attorneys say, that's what I am concerned about. There's some words that were left out of these resolutions, especially the one I made about going to Washington to attend the appropriation hearings and other meetings or whatever. I said something else beside that. I gave it to Mr. Lynn. It wasn't corrected, not on this one. And I wanted it to show here in Resolution 3-202, Resolution for Chairman Waller, I wanted it for it to say to be considered for the Zinke Royalty Policy Committee in Washington, D.C., because that's what it was for. I wanted to be very clear about that, because I didn't want to think we were having some kind of policy meetings, royalty policy meetings here. It was for Washington. I asked for that to be done. It wasn't done. And there was one other thing, I don't know, I gave my corrected, what I wanted corrected on here to Mr. Lynn, but it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it'll happen before Wednesday. But I had asked him to do that. And the update on our litigation looked correct to me, so I didn't have anything to say about that. And to me, those are just housekeeping things that need to be taken care of. So hopefully it'll be done by Wednesday.
Okay. Councilman Boone?
Looking at this resolution that she brought up, 3-202, there's something in here that I don't think is correct. It says that we did something by secret ballot, and I'm not certain that we ever do anything by secret ballot. There's another resolution in here where the resolution voting record is correct. But in the meeting minutes of May the 19th, the voting record is not correct. And I would like to see,
that was done by secret ballot.
For him to be on that committee was a secret ballot?
No, just that we voted secret, I think is what's implied here.
remember...
Well, if we could kind of clear that language up in here, I think it would look a little bit better.
Okay, because we did write to the legislature.
And I would like to see, a number of weeks back, I gave one of our executive assistants a picture to be used with the article about our trip to D.C., mm-hmm. and I'd like to see our picture in here.
The article on Mr. Lynn looks pretty good.
Mr. Red Eagle.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to reiterate with the Chairman Rick Horn. We met the Wolf and Welcome meeting met last Friday, and we made some good progress, and they're going to draft this letter. And it's already been drafted, and it's already been sent to the BIA. And I talked to Richard Whitlock about it. He said, I need to talk to Bill about it a little bit more, but he said, it'll take a little time to get that list, the Wolf and Well list, the terminated list. And he did say that it'll take a lot of time to figure out whether those wells are plugged, and that's why it would take so long. And he said, if we want to draft another letter to Richard or Robin Phillips, saying that he just wanted my quarter section, just the way it is, we can determine ourselves whether they're plugged or not. It would take some time. And the progress, I think, was made in that meeting. They seem to be cooperative at this point. Maybe I don't know if things will change. Co-Chairman Greg Horn was there, Councilman Greg Horn, Henry Rennick, myself, and Mr. Lynn.
Thank you.
Just to follow up on that, I did meet with the superintendent this week and hand carried the letter to her. And she did not accept it because it was from me, it should be from the chair. So she called the chair and asked him if it was all right for her to accept it from me. So the file is in there if you all want to take a look at it. I had her to write down that we did call the chairman and he said it was all right for her to accept it. And she did not meet our deadline. I asked for a deadline to have that back to us, but she said she couldn't do that. So I just kind of left it at that. So she'll get to us when she can.
Like always, whenever.
Item B on committee reports, 2018 budget. Do you have anything to add to that?
If you'll look at your budget, it's in here, and the draft for C395, and also the other budget, and of the S510 account, mm-hmm. and they're both just exactly like we did last year, and this time,
like you said, we just got it. I hadn't had time to review it, but I
Councilman
will.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If this was identical to what was done last...
It's not identical to last time because we have Mr. Lynn on board, and so now with the fringe has changed just a little. The merit increase has changed, too. Okay.
Well, I was looking on the second page
and
for the 5750.
Is that the one you're looking at?
I'm looking at 5705, legal fees. I was unaware that this council made any decision to cancel any of the contracts for our three attorneys, so I don't know. That would need to be worked on.
Okay.
And then there were some things. First of all, I was not a part of this, and I'm on the budget committee.
And I didn't call a meeting. I'll put that out right now. I did not call a meeting because I just went with the same budget we had last year.
Well, and again, I wasn't involved with that either, but that's water under the bridge. The next thing I wanted to address is that our director, you weren't here when our director was talking about his needs in terms of budgetary items that amount to about $27,000, I believe. So I'd like to see that integrated here in our budget so we can get him started on some good information that he'll need to help our producers get in the field.
Councilman Earl.
I'm kind of curious here. It says money's from CDs cashed in. Was this our one and only CD that we had? I don't know. And if we do approve Mr. Lynn's budget, shall we take it out of S-510? It seems like there's plenty of money in there to give him what he needs to operate.
Now, keep in mind, this is for next year.
Right,
so,
yeah, right. Yeah. Which begins October the 1st.
This, yeah, it begins okay. October the 1st.
So. But as slow as we move, we probably got a thing before we get
well,
in.
Well, we'll have time. That's why I put it in here, so we can talk about it and review it. And,
okay.
And whatever needs to be done.
Okay.
Captain Yates.
Well, that brings my attention to the cash-in CD. We're going to hear that.
I didn't do it, so I don't know.
You bet it.
Well, who did? I mean, where's the money? I didn't know there was any CD cashed in.
But we better find that out for us.
Yeah. Find that out, Lindsay, definitely.
Now, where'd that money go?
I'm the chair of the finance committee, and I didn't know that that was going.
Oh, but I thought you said you did the budget.
Well, I did do the budget, but...
But you don't know where the money went from the CD that you put in the budget?
Yeah, do you have it, Catherine? Do you have that money?
I just did from last year's last year's budget.
But and I don't think this was in last year's budget.
I don't think
budget.
It was either.
And it's not what I thought was the CD amount. Mm-hmm. I thought the CD amount was all larger than that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused on
think
that.
We better visit with Mr. Waller about it.
When yeah. I would seem to think it would have taken two signatures.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Actually,
do we have a letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
This,
no, it would have taken two signatures
two signatures
to cash in a CD.
And there's only, there's three of us,
there's three of us here.
Here.
Andrew, did you sign a CD? I didn't either. Catherine,
didn't
did you?
It. Well, then,
how do we do it?
I don't know how they did it.
Kind of like that 600,000 that disappeared that one time?
Sounds a little odd to me. Are you disappearing? Uh-oh.
Okay. I don't have anything new, no new truck or anything.
But do you
off.
Have some good show chickens out there? Did you get a new barn?
Yeah, I made out of yeah,
things. I added a piece of the stuff that here to talk about.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go right ahead, Councilman Crone.
Well, ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you see right behind the budget, you'll see the work that Tammy Leeper and I did. We changed some things to make it plain that we were going to do it, lease at a time, and pick what information we were going to do. And then I sent that to Roger Knight, petroleum engineer with the Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development, you know, Steve Minnebee's outfit. And Steve pointed out to us that day that he's going to be the one approving the grants. He doesn't want to be the one helping us, so he assigned it to one of his mm-hmm. people, and okay. so that guy can help us without mm-hmm. having to vote. Okay, him and I talked at great length about, you know, what we wanted done down here, and he'd been involved in writing these things for people before, and he tightened up the language some. He wanted to make it where all of our options were as open as possible. I think you'll see that we've done that. He put in a little more technical information in. I asked Bill if he wanted to talk, if we needed anything more, sent it to him. Tammy Leeper and Cindy, or Candy, I didn't tell you to, but when Roger Knight reported, he sent it both to Candy, and, mm-hmm. but I got, and I was a little afraid of getting Candy involved, I have to say. I was afraid that since we did make some changes to the, some just
yes,
minor changes, in more language than meant intent to the original, proposal, the scope. We did change some scope, which we have to be very careful not to change the scope significantly, because then we have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy assured me that we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Candy and Tammy didn't think we did. So I believe that we have a document ready to submit. You know, I was tasked to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody sees something that's wrong, I propose that we get that out as soon as possible. You can have a chance to read it, so I don't think between now and Wednesday will make any difference. So I would like to act on it Wednesday, because as I said earlier, if we can get this out,
mm-hmm.
get a contractor working,
now eligible for next year's funds.
Okay, Lacey.
And I think there's a very good chance of us being approved for more funds.
Okay.
So.
I have a question, Galen.
Yes, Councilman Earl.
Galen, when you were doing this, did you work mostly with Tammy Leeper? Or did you have, I mean, was it?
I had no interaction with anybody from the Osage except for Tammy Leeper. Is that what you're asking?
Perhaps? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think that's the less controversial way of saying it.
But Tammy and I worked together from then.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
And then.
This is Tammy Leeper's deal.
If you look at what red lines were put in, all of that is, the yellow changes were Tammy's.
Yeah.
And the red line in there was from Roger.
Yeah.
And I think he did a great job helping us. I appreciate having him involved the first time.
Okay, if you're happy with it, I'll read it before next Wednesday.
Thank you for telling me.
Yes, thank you so much.
It looks good.
We were just handed a letter, Catherine.
Yes, this is the last item we're going to go over. This is the letter we're going to be sending out. We're going to put for a vote.
Oh, here.
Yeah. All right. Dear Mr. Streeter, because the superintendent and deputy superintendent not attending our meetings on a regular basis, we ask that you or representative of the BIA come to our next meeting on Wednesday, June 21st, 2017, at 10 a.m. at the council chambers, located here in Pawhuska. Best regards.
I think we should make this a little stronger and so because they refused to come back to our meeting.
And I would add that due to the fact that they have refused.
Well, if we say it once, I mean, that's all that needs to be said, they refused to come to the meeting.
And then I would also clarify that you or a representative of the BIA, do you want him to assign somebody from the Pawhuska BIA to come?
Well, I'll let him make that decision. We'll let him make that decision.
Councilman, yes.
I think it's pretty well written on you or a representative of the BIA, as long as we have a representative.
Okay. Councilman Irwin.
I only have one thing down here. The CC, it's a big C and a little C.
Mm. No big deal.
Okay. That's the only thing I see wrong with it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're ready to put it to a vote.
Be sure and get a receipt when you send that.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure.
Okay. Yes. Councilman Boone.
Is Zinke spelled correctly?
Yes. Yes. That's spelled correctly. Okay.
Okay, do we have to suspend with our normal whatever, our rules to be able to vote on this today?
Oh, yeah, there wasn't a rule to do that either, to talk about Galen's thing, so we didn't follow the Roberts rules.
We need one now, though, right?
Yes.
Now, I already put a motion up, though.
We still have a motion on the floor.
It was never rescinded to send this letter, and Mr. Yates asked that if we could wait until we saw the letter.
Yeah, we still
need. I make a motion to suspend the rules for voting on Friday.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. You got a second. Okay. Put it to a vote there, Lacey.
Councilwoman
Boone? Yes. Councilman Shishwala? Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Crum?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, call for the question.
Councilman Shishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Councilman
Irwin? I make the motion that we adjourn.
I second.
What was left?
Voting on the letter.
Oh, okay.
We just did.
Yeah, we just did.
We voted to suspend the rules and then we voted on the letter.
Yeah, then we voted on the letter. I said call for the vote.
I'm fine.
Okay. it's whatever to yes. Yeah, say it. Yeah.
Senior moment.
Okay. I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
You have a motion to adjourn, a second by Councilman Irwin and Councilman Boone.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Shishwala?
Yes.
See, now you have time to make it to the dance.
Thank you all for bearing with me today. Appreciate it.
What time is it?